My second tip of the week is to invest in a software design patterns book. Now, especially those of you who are Java developers, designers, and architects, and really this also applies to any language, will know about the Gang of Four, the famous Gang of Four, the authors, Eric Gamma, Johnson and Helm, and a very late John Facilities, who wrote the classic book in the subjects, Design Patterns. Yes, it was written in 1995, but I would recommend with that book you upgrade and get some brand new books. So, for example, I have a pattern-orientated software architecture Volume 4 on my disk, and which is written by a certain Frank Bushman of the C++ world, Douglas C. Smith, and also of that world, and Kevlin Henley, who's a very nice Brit. And in fact, Kevlin Henley actually signed my book way back in 2008 when I was speaking at the ACCU conference, which is also happening in next year. He signed a book, Kevlin signed a book, and I put it in a drawer. And now I guess that many of you are also working at a companies that are undergoing mergers and in some kind of acquisition. And what's definitely apparent is that there is a lot of integration work, even for people who do not specialize, with fewer, less money to hire good developers or find talented developers. You probably find yourself drafted into architecture or design meetings where you have to now bridge two different systems, where one was your competitor and now they're not your competitor, that you're all part of one team. So this integration work, it really demands good design and also good architecture. So what better opportunity in this economic environment to apply software design? And so you really do need a patterns book on your desk. Poser 4 is it for me. I could recommend others, but that's my tip of the day. Get a up-to-date patterns book. And also, I've been looking at specifically some finite state machines. I've been wondering, should I develop them with Java? And then I remembered there's a state pattern in the Gang of Four book. And then I looked at Poser 4 and I was quite impressed, because there's objects for state. This original state pattern has been expanded on. Objects for state, methods for state, and collections for state. And I thought this was quite remarkable, because it gave me ideas of maybe Java isn't the right way to develop a state machine. I wonder if you could use Groovy or some other dynamic language, which would give developers and some kind of runtime administrative capability. The advantages, obviously, of using a dynamic library means that you don't have to take the actual application down, stop and restart the web server. You could just plug in a different dynamic Groovy script and have that as your rules engine or finite state machine. So obviously that's going to be great for any heavily processing and transactional and or financial or scalable, highly performant and available application. So that's just an example. So get yourself a decent patterns book. I'm Peter Pilgrim, and thanks for listening.